Go away for the present. When I get an opportunity, I will summon you. At the same time, he hoped that money would be given him by Paul, so that he sent for him often and conversed with him. So here is Felix, and he calls Paul to him, and the reason it says there is that Felix was knowledgeable about the way. He was knowledgeable about the way. When we look in the book of Acts, the way was another way of saying Christianity, the faith of Jesus Christ. Well, how is it that this Roman governor was knowledgeable about the way of Christ, or to know about Christ? Well, he was knowledgeable about the way of Christ because of his wife in a lot of situations, in a lot of his experiences. It was her great-grandfather that tried to kill Jesus when Jesus was a small child in Bethlehem in Matthew chapter 2. It was her great-uncle who killed John the Baptist, Matthew chapter 14, and had Jesus stand before him in Luke chapter 23 and verse 6 and following. When Pilate wanted to get rid of Jesus, he sent him over to Herod. That was her great-uncle. And all Herod did was wanting to see some great work. It says in verse 11 that his soldiers treated Jesus with contempt and mocked him, and then they sent him back to Pilate. Again, his wife had some relationship to Christianity because it was her father that had killed the Apostle James in Acts chapter 12 and sought to kill the Apostle Peter. She was very well acquainted with Jesus and with his followers. And so here's Felix. And what's he do? He sends for the Apostle Paul to hear more about the faith of Jesus Christ. And in verse 24, that's what his desire was. So what does Paul do? Paul, who is in jail, doesn't go before Felix and say, "You know, I am wrongly accused." He doesn't go to complain about the Jews and what they had done. What he does is he seizes an opportunity. And that opportunity is to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. We read in the text there that Paul reasoned to Felix and Drusilla about righteousness. What does he mean about righteousness? It's about how God makes one righteous.